This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
You will be interested to know that in the Hebrew Bible, the two books of Samuel are considered as one book. This is true also of the two books of the Kings. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of 1 Samuel. These four books are regarded as a continuous series, which are referred to as the four books of the kingdom. However, they differ in a number of significant ways, including the times to which they belong. It is interesting that the books of Samuel do not record the death of King David. This makes us wonder if these books were written prior to his death. The ancient opinion, and the view held by many Bible scholars today, is that Samuel wrote the first 24 chapters, and that the balance of the book was written by the two prophets Nathan and Gad. The two books of Samuel contain the life stories of three men, Samuel, Saul, and David. The first book of Samuel is made up of two parts. The first tells of the closing period of the judges, during which time Samuel was the leader of the nation as prophet and judge. The second section gives the reign of Saul. Thus, the record of the period of the judges takes up the book of Judges, the book of Ruth, and the first 8 chapters of the book of 1 Samuel. Samuel played an important part in the transition from rulership by judges to the rulership by kings. The nation had entered a new stage in her national life. She had instituted a new form of government that was to continue during the whole time she was an independent nation. Therefore, one of the outstanding events given by this book is the establishment of the kingdom. Up to this time, the nation was distinct from the rest of the world in that there was no kingly power. However, God himself was still the sovereign ruler of his people. He revealed his will to the king through Samuel. Saul was unwilling to recognize this and was ultimately rejected, but David never failed to acknowledge this fact. Also in this book, another phase of Bible history is introduced. Along with the change of government, prophecy is established as a fixed element in the life of the people. Moses did in fact perform the duties of a prophet, but in the time of Samuel, prophecy became continuous and organized. In fact, the New Testament speaks of him as the first of a long line of prophets who foretold the days when the gospel would be proclaimed. Acts 34:24 tells us, "Yea, and all the prophets from the time of Samuel, and those who follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days." Samuel was a holy man, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. He was a Levite, born of godly parents, in answer to the prayers of his mother, and was dedicated to God before he was born. In the day when materialism ran rampant and religion became a form, the life of Samuel stands out in bold relief. The people tried to supersede God by establishing human institutions, but Samuel remained faithful to the Lord through it all.
To help you discover and claim God's promises from the Bible, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's Devotional Guide magazine, Daily Walk. You'll find this daily devotional and Bible reading guide a valuable aid in your personal time alone with God. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.